This is Tofu Dave, your host on Community Radio, with another edition of Between the Covers. Today's literature quickie, is actually a film quickie. I've got Rebecca Ferguson on the line, Duramite Center for Documentary Studies native, or how do you say that, alumni, and the one sort of in charge of a new doc going to be showing up at Full Frame on Sunday at 11 a.m., I believe, called Helen and the Bear. Rebecca, you on the line?
Yes, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's really great to talk to you. This sounds like a really interesting movie for the Carborough Chapel Hill listening audience, because it focuses, if I've got it right, on the unconventional marriage between a Republican congresswoman and a young lady who got together in the 1970s. What's the story here?
Yeah, so, a Republican congressman, Pete McCloskey, who's from the state of California, and his 26-year younger partner, Helen. So when Helen was, you know, in her 20s, a rebellious young hippie, she ended up marrying this prominent Republican politician, 26 years older than her. And this documentary actually takes place much later in their life, four decades into their marriage. And as Pete is aging and they're anticipating his death, Helen is looking back on their marriage, reflecting on both their shared political idealism over the years, but also the trials and tribulations of, you know, having a partner for a long time and affairs outside the marriage that they both have had. And so we call it a complicated love story. And as for the political part of it, Pete McCloskey was called a renegade Republican in the 70s, and he was a Republican, but he was anti-Vietnam War and pro-environment. In the early 2000s, he actually switched party affiliations, become a Democrat. And so, you know, that political backdrop, while not the front and center focus of the film, is definitely part of the tapestry in terms of, you know, it's an interesting, you know, lens to look through in our political situation today. But really front and center is looking at their love story and the complexities of an earned, you know, marriage over several decades.
Yeah, well, you know, love is a complicated thing. There have been many songs about it, lots of poems. And, of course, we, you know, many of us live complicated lives. And what's interesting to me, I know it's not the total focus of the film, but, you know, people can have relationships that span a lot of different levels. Some of it has to do with ideology, lifestyle, wealth, whatever it may be, and it's such an interesting take when people can bridge differences and fall in love. And I guess that's part of what you're focusing on in this movie, Helen and the Bear.
Yeah, I think both Helen and Pete are these enigmatic characters, and you know, Pete was in the limelight in the public eye for many years of his life, and Helen, you know, again, though there was this sort of shift from Republican to Democratic parties, I think their shared political idealism has always like kind of maintained something as like a commonality between the two of them and the work that they do both on behalf of the, you know, the environment and, like I mentioned before, sort of anti-war efforts. But I think what makes this film so compelling is that Alex Blair, the director who I collaborated with, this is her aunt and uncle. And when she moved to California and for the first time in her life was living close to this, you know, aunt and uncle, one of, you know, her uncle being relatively famous, who she hadn't really known that well, she brought a camera into their lives. And at that time they were in their, you know, Helen was in her 60s and Pete was in his 80s. And what she does is just really intimately capture their day-to-day life. And then over the process of making the film, Helen really opened up and offered her journals for us to utilize and for Alex to sort of process and look and see what story they helped tell about the love between her and Pete. Mm-hmm. And so what you have is a weaving together of this very intimate verite footage of this couple just, you know, going through their life toward the end of their marriage, these journal entries, and then a lot of archival where they're looking back on their past and sort of reflecting, again, mostly Helen, reflecting on what brought them to this point and through their marriage, their relationship, and all the things that they've navigated, not just as a couple, but also Helen trying to sort of understand how you can be a woman and be somewhat selfish in your relationship, really seek to have it all, that phrase that we often use. And I think there's just some really nuanced reflections from Helen that I think a lot of people and a lot of women can identify with watching this film.
Great. Well, I hope some of our listeners are going to get over there Sunday, 11 a.m. for Helen and the Bear. This is going to be, in fact, its North Carolina premiere, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. Yeah, it's North Carolina premiere. And as you mentioned before, I'm a local Durham producer, and Alex, the director, is also had a connection to Center for Documentary Studies and lived in Durham several years ago. So we both have strong local connections, and we're excited to be playing at Carolina Theater on Sunday.
And we invite people to come. And I should just also point out to our listeners that this is not your guys' first, walk around the block. You're experienced filmmakers. You've done some really interesting other films. And it's a good production. I really recommend it. Anything else you'd like to share?
Oh, I think that's it. I think we just hope to have people come out and see the film. You can find us on Full Frame's website, and you can find our trailer online. So we hope for people to come out.
Great. Well, thank you, Rebecca Ferguson. The movie again, Helen and the Bear. We'll be back at you, folks, next time with another edition of Between the Covers here on your community radio station, WCON, Chapel Hill, Ann Arbor.